Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, James and Alonzo discussed the risks of oil exploration and dry hole wells such as Tanager. They did the DNA test, which proved James was not his father. Alonzo was hoping otherwise, and Shelley tried to console him when Ignatius walked in and ordered her to stop being so close to Alonzo. Both James and June were elated at the DNA test results. We now join Catalina and Myrtle.
The forces of darkness cannot stop.
Yes.
Catalina, who are you texting and laughing with?
It's just a friend, Auntie Myrtle.
Oh, I would swear it was someone you were in love with from the look on your face.
You're seeing things, Auntie Myrtle.
Anyway, I finished lunch. Alexa said she and Malachi will get here soon.
Good. I am looking forward to seeing my granddaughter.
Imagine baby Hannah is a year already.
You know, although we tell them not to come to Guyana, Auntie Myrtle are really glad to come, you know.
Me too. In this time of coronavirus, it's not the safest time to travel. But we do miss our friends and family.
Yeah, I can't help but worry though. I had a dream and it got me uneasy.
About what? The risk for infection?
No, nada. You remember how we were talking about how happy we are that things are going good for them?
Yes.
Auntie Martel, you really think Malachi is doing everything right by Alexis?
Oh.
Somehow I feel like they're hiding something. And me dream, you know.
Oh gosh, Catalina. I do hope that you're wrong.
I hope so too. I need to spend some time alone with Alexis. Just me and her.
I would like to have some time alone with her too.
I hope I'm wrong. I'm glad Malachi is getting the help for his anger issues. And I hope he really changing for the better, you know.
I don't think Alexis would hide it if he was still being abusive.
And I hope so. For the sake of both of them. Let me hope so.
The voice of Guyana.
Malachi, you're ready?
In a minute, Alexis.
Okay. Auntie Martha says she finished cooking.
She made a rhodian curry?
I don't think so.
That's the only Guyanese food I really like.
You must try other things.
I like what I like.
Okay.
I think you should change that pants.
Why?
It's too short.
But we only going over by mommy.
I told you already I don't like you showing too much skin.
But it's not like we walking on the road. We driving.
You're gonna argue with me or you're gonna change?
So much for me dressing how I want.
You're my wife. You think I want other men looking at you?
Please don't raise your voice. Not because Hannah Lil means she don't pick up on these things.
You know what your problem is? You never listen.
And you promised the counselor that you won't try to control me. But it's like you going back on everything you said.
I've been very patient with you, huh? We came to Guyana, didn't we? If I was this monster you're making me out to be, would I have agreed to come to Guyana?
Whatever. I'm ready to leave.
Are you going
to
change your pants?
Ugh!
Alexis, don't test me, you know. I've been very patient with you. Very patient.
Catalina, you see what's going on at the neighbors?
No, Auntie Martha, what?
It looks like they are trying to tamper with the new meter GPL put in.
You lie.
Come see.
Well, yes.
I will call GPL. I got it right here by the switch.
Look, just don't give them your name. You know the man ignorant.
Call GPL hotline. 225-5251. Or 226-2600. Why people just can't comply with the laws, man?
It's a good jail in you want. Then people walk too hard on this upgrade to have people trying to vandalize the work.
I do hope that I'm wrong and that's not what he's doing.
Look, call him and still make the report. It's up to them if they want to come and check. Next thing you can fiddle with something else and the whole street gonna get blackout.
Alexis and Malika ain't reach here yet?
No, Denzel. We still waiting.
You're taking long, man. I hungry.
We all are. Hopefully, they'll get here soon.
What are you looking at?
It looked like the neighbor trying to tamper with the new meter that GPL just put in.
Really?
Yes. He fiddling with it.
Looks like he could just be trying to get familiar with it, man.
You think so?
I don't think it's that easy to tamper with those meters.
Well, I was going to call GPL and report.
Don't do that, Auntie Martel. Next thing, the man ain't guilty of nothing. I didn't just go over and ask you.
No, Denzel. Don't do that. You know the master. I don't want to cuss you.
And with COVID, it's not safe to just go over to people's place.
Well, I was going to put on my mask and stand at the gate.
Look, yeah, leave the man alone. If we see anything else that convinces you that he's doing something wrong, then we can call GPL.
Yes. And with that, it looks like Alexis and Malachi are here.
Finally.
Malachi, you're not eating? Not enjoying the food?
I'm not a big fan of this. What is it? Cocoa rice?
Yes.
Yeah, I was telling Alexis, the only Guyanese food I really like is rhodian curry.
Oh!
Give the cocoa a chance, man. You might get to like it.
Alexis, why are you so quiet?
Just so tired. Hannah wake up since about 5 this morning.
This is why she's sung to sleep now, eh?
Yeah.
Well, Malachi, I don't know how you will make out since you don't want the cooker.
I'm good. I'll just keep sipping on this fruit juice.
So, Alexis, what's this news you got for us?
News? You don't tell me about that.
Well, we're staying in Guyana till April. Right, babes?
We told them that already.
That's the news?
Alexis, you okay?
You look like you want to cry.
Hun?
It's something else.
Alexis, what happened?
I'm just happy to be home.
No, we are so happy you came back.
Alexis, if it's something you gotta tell us, just come out and say it, babes.
We're all waiting.
It's about me and Malachi.
I knew it. I know the dream I had means something. Malachi, you still being abusive? I don't warn you about me, child, you know, Malachi.
What? Where is this coming from?
I had a dream and you beating my child again.
Mommy. Wow.
Is that what you want to tell us, Alexis?
No.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised by what you people still think of me.
What do you want me to think when my child looks like if she's about to cry?
Mommy, I am fine. I just wanted to tell y'all I'm pregnant.
What?
Hey, sis.
Hey, Denzel. Sorry I left everybody and came outside. Just needed to get some fresh air.
Well, Malachi seemed genuinely surprised, but happy too. The way he was hugging and kissing you and all.
Yeah. I didn't tell him. Wanted everyone to find it at the same time.
Mommy and Auntie Myrtle talking to you right now.
Oh.
Alexis, you sure everything good with y'all? Besides being emotional about being pregnant and all that.
Yeah. Everything good. He's treating me much better now.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. We got the ups and downs like any other marriage.
But is he still being abusive?
No.
Alexis is me. I know you might not want to confide in Mommy and Auntie Myrtle, but you know you could tell me anything, right?
It's nothing. Malachi getting better.
You're sure?
Yes, sure. Of course he got a little moods and so, but he better.
You still have problems with teeny child mother?
No, she's engaged to somebody else.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, everything coming together, Denzel.
But promise me one thing, though.
What?
If Malachi starts reverting to his old ways, you can tell somebody.
Yeah, I can talk.
Good. I love you, sis.
I love you too, bro.
Catalina, what you think about Malachi's reaction to Alexis being pregnant again?
He seemed shocked at first, but you know.
Yeah? You think he's genuinely happy about it?
It seems so, man. With all the hugging and kissing and she did doing.
Yeah, but she still seemed kind of sad.
Like something is bothering she, right?
Yes.
Auntie Myrtle, I really hope it's not what we think, you know. I mean, he swear up and down that he's not doing it. But I really hope he ain't putting his hand on me child again.
Well, they are in Guyana for a few months. The good thing is, we can have alone time with her and try to find out exactly what's going on.
For true.
Let's see if the three of us can have lunch tomorrow.
It's a good idea.
Hopefully, if it's anything, she will open up and tell us.
Alexis, you don't think you should have prepared me for that?
I just thought it would be nice if my family found out together.
I would have liked a heads up. You know I don't like surprises.
Malachi, I'm sorry. Thought you were happy.
What was that about you almost breaking down crying at the table? You trying to make me look bad?
No. You know pregnancy affects your emotions.
You have to learn to control yourself instead of making it look like I'm doing something wrong. Your mother aren't where on my case. Your mother actually thinks I'm beating you.
Look. Can I just go to bed? I am tired.
Did you plan this pregnancy?
What you mean, Malachi?
I thought you were on the pill.
Well, we did discuss having another baby during marriage counseling.
Yeah, but I would have liked us to decide together.
Look, it done happen.
Alexis, I'm really trying, you know. You have to meet me halfway.
Can I please just go lie down? And can you make Hannah a bottle?
Okay.
Thanks.
Alexis?
Yes?
I'm really trying, you know. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
I need to make this work. No matter what it takes, I gotta make this work.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.